20,000 Federal Express delivery drivers fanned out across the country today with hundreds of thousands of copies of the new Harry Potter book. Kathy Duchamp of member station KUOW in Seattle rode on one of the trucks as it made the rounds.
In the Harry Potter books, white-feathered owls deliver letters. In the suburbs of Seattle, it's FedEx delivery man Mike McCoy who brings the latest Potter tale to readers. McCoy is surprised by the number of books he's delivering to just one neighborhood.
It was probably 2 to 3 times more than I expected. I really expected probably 20 books. I think I've got close to 50, maybe even 60 books on the truck.
One of the first deliveries is to the Henderson household. The street numbers of the house are taped to the front window.
Well, I was sort of sitting bouncing on the couch, and my mom gave me pieces of paper and told me to write our house number thing on them so we could tape them into the window so the FedEx guy would know where we were.
11-year-old Kyson Henderson didn't go to bed until 3 in the morning. She says getting the latest Harry Potter book is more exciting than Christmas.
Because I've been reading the series and I loved it, and I just wanted to, you know, want more, need next book.
Kyson opens the box and pulls out her book and flips to see how many pages.
870, and the print looks smaller, so.
You intimidated?
Not really.
When does your mom get to read it?
Well, seeing as the box was in my name, as soon as she's done, we were trying to decide whether we wanted to do family read aloud or not, but she's just been bouncing off the wall, so we thought we'll let her, you know, blow through the book and then we'll do the read aloud so that we can go through it at a more steady pace and enjoy it.
One delivery complete, dozens to go. Mike McCoy heads back to his truck. He's a Harry Potter fan too. For McCoy, the books are a way to escape reality.
You know, the events of today, you know, the things that are going on today and, you know, in the Middle East and elsewhere in the world is very disturbing. And to be able to get away and in a fantasy world where the good guys always win might be something that we need as a society, and to be able to escape and get away from this.
For NPR News, I'm Kathy Duchamp in Seattle.